It's 16 after 9, you're listening to the social program on Radio Islam International, and alhamdulillah we do have Marana Ibrahim Bam in the studios. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and alhamdulillah, it's good to be back in the studios after a long, long time. Almost feel like I'm out of place.
MashaAllah. Marana, very interesting chapter this morning. The author has picked up on this issue of remembering names, especially when you are meeting and greeting people, Marana.
Yes, Marana, I think the last, we had, of course, in our last two programs, done about time management and tips on time management. Alhamdulillah, I must say that I had received many, many calls during the course of the last week in which people were asking for tips again with regard to what exactly was said, and very helpful and very beneficial. And of course, if anyone still wants to bring about aspects of time management, how to save time, by all means, really, we would appreciate that. But let us go back to the book. Our last program, we looked at show people that you want the best for them. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. Maybe you might just sort of add on to that and then go to the next chapter. But in terms of ad-deenun nasiha, deen is well-wishing. Mm. So we all are at all times supposed to show goodwill and show people that we want the best for them. We all know the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had emphasized that. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is the meaning of Deenun Nasiha? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, well wishing for Allah, His Rasul, and for the general Muslim public. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to show you how important it is to be able to have goodwill for everyone, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman. Help your brother, whether he is an oppressed person or an oppressor. So someone said, Ya Rasulullah, how do we help an oppressor? Mm. I mean, surely one would have thought that you oppressor, you don't cooperate with him. And of course, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. When someone is doing wrong, how can you help them? Mm. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take them out of that wrong. So this is the situation that at all times we are supposed to deal with people in such a way that we've got to show them that we have the best for them. And of course, the author has given certain type of examples. One example he has given is of a female doctor who became very popular with the patients. And one of the reasons was that she took down the details of every aspect of the patient. Mm. And when the patient used to come, she not only used to diagnose and not only treat them as a patient, but look upon them as human beings. Mm. So ask, how is your child? You had this. What happened? So he said half the time, only by that particular interaction, the patient used to already start feeling better. Mm. And of course, there are many people who, during the course of the treatment, the way they interacted with the patient starts feeling better. Now, if you have a doctor who is only serious, only looks at people in such a way that they are statistics, then obviously it becomes a major problem in terms of how they deal with the patient. So I think show people that you want the best for them. And if you can show them that you want the best for them, you almost win them over to your side.
MashaAllah. Yes, that was a quick recap of last chapter. That was chapter number 25, showing concern for others, and you have the well-being at your heart, inshallah.
I think maybe one of the things that people are always affected by truthful expressions and love. Mm. So if you do show them that, it makes a difference. I do not know if whether we had really touched on what the author had said about the incident of Abu Bakr and Umar. A very famous incident, but let's just go through it.
Okay.
Inshallah, there will be barakah with regard to it. The author said, as for the Messenger of Allah, he would captivate people's heart merely by the charm of his manners and his ability to demonstrate his true love for them. Mm. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, always used to come in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith makes mention that Abu Bakr and Umar were very, very fortunate. They were the closest to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter into a gathering, it is said that the Sahaba ikram, out of intense love and respect, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked into a gathering, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come in the gathering, the Sahaba used to slightly keep their gazes down, not directly look at Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of love and respect.
Mm.
That out of respect, that we shouldn't look directly into the face of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Abu Bakr and Umar, who used to be sitting on the flanks of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to look up when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to enter into a gathering. He used to smile at them and they used to smile back. So Abu Bakr and Umar used to always compete for the attention, and they used to compete for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love. And Umar always wanted to surpass Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And every time he said, Abu Bakr would always beat me. And if Umar were to be early for prayers, he would find that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had already preceded him. If he were to feed a poor person, he would find that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had already done the same before him. If he were to stay awake the night praying, he would find that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had surpassed him. And of course, a very famous incident that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day went out at the time of tahajjud to go and see what the sahaba were doing, he found Abu Bakr and Umar were reading salah. And they were in the salat in tahajjud, they were reading Quran. So Umar radiallahu anhu was reading Quran very loudly, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was reading Quran very softly. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the next morning asked Umar, I passed by and I saw you reading Quran very loudly. So what was the reason? So Umar radiallahu anhu was Umar. He said, I was chasing shaitan away and the influence of shaitan away. By me reading loudly, the influence of shaitan getting the better of me was evaporated by me reading loudly. On the other hand, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Bakr, that Abu Bakr, why were you reading softly? That very beautiful answer he gave, Asma'tu man najait, that the one who I am reading for, he was hearing me.
Mm.
So I didn't have to read loud.
Sure.
Even if I read softly, he was hearing me. Mazhar Mu'ana bin Nur, rahmatullah alayh, every year when he used to speak to the students, often used to quote the statement of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Asma'tu man najait, that we are doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need much publicity and those type of things. So this is very important. So once, of course, we know that Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala at the time of Ghazwa Tabuk, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them to give forward their contribution. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a lot of wealth, and when he had a lot of wealth, he thought that this time I would surpass Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He brought half the wealth, right? And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, oh Umar, what have you left behind for your family? When Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it comes in the riwayat, in some riwayats, the impression with regard to it, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him the question, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, the way Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me the question, I felt that I won't be able to surpass Abu Bakr.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, and this is something that we can always see, anyone who goes for fundraising, when he goes and fundraise for a masjid,
mm-hmm,
or for a madrasa, or for whatever it is, when he comes back, and the people who are sort of also waiting for him to see what he had brought back, what amount he has been able to collect for the sake of the project, normally what they'll ask him, how much did you bring?
Mm.
Right? No one asks, how much did you leave behind? How much did the people who gave and who donated, how much did they leave behind? When we also, when we go and ask for collection, how much are you giving? No one, we said, how much have you left behind? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the question, Umar, how much do you leave behind? And Umar said, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked me the question, I thought, yeah, now this is now, you know, what I had in mind and what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had in mind, two things.
Mm.
And he said, I left behind half. How much I brought, I left behind. Now, can you imagine a person giving in charity 50% of his wealth? In today's time, let us face it, no one does it.
Mm.
First of all, we give a tiny fraction, and that also we make as if we are doing the whole world a favor, or we did Islam a favor. Right? Umar radiallahu anhu gave half his wealth. And he said, I left behind how much I brought. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him the same question, in quantity, Umar radiallahu anhu brought more, because he had more wealth at that time.
Mm.
But what did the answer? I left Allah and his Rasul. And this, you know, he came with all his wealth, not half, not a quarter, but all. Umar had no choice but to say, this is no shock. I will never be able to surpass Abu Bakr. The people would love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intensely as they felt that he loved them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once prayed with them and shortened his prayer noticeably.
Mm.
Very, very noticeably he shortened his prayer. And after the prayers were finished, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around, saw the companions in a mild amazement. Why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach such a short prayer? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perhaps you are surprised that I shortened the prayer. And they replied, yes. He said, I heard the child cry, so I felt merciful towards the mother.
Allah.
Not to give the mother taklif, that what she must be going through. The child is crying, the whole congregation is looking, you know. Maybe in today's time, the imam will read even more longer.
No, you stand up after namaz. Brothers, please don't bring your children.
Yeah. Who told you well to bring your children? So do you notice how he loved others? His love for the people clearly shined throughout in his treatment of them. Subhanallah.
Yes, this was a quick recap of the previous chapter because there was a 2 weeks gap, and therefore Mulana Fawad felt appropriate to just do a quick recap on the last chapter and the last discussion. Mulana, let's look at today's one. Today's one is with regards to remembering people's names.
Mulana, what a remarkable thing. There's no doubt whatsoever that one of the ways of showing concern to people is to remember their names. There's a person, you personalize things by taking people's names. Whereas, if you don't take people's names, then obviously, you don't have the personal type of relation. How great is to meet a person on an occasion, such as in a bank, or in a travel, or in a wedding, or in a function, and then be acquainted with his name. Thereafter, when you see him on a different occasion, you go up to him and say, Assalamu alaikum Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum Ismail. How are your children doing? How is your Muhammad doing? Undoubtedly, this would implant in his heart love and respect for you. For you to remember the name of the person in front of you, show him that you have concern for him. There is a difference between a teacher who addresses a student by his first name, where he becomes personal with the student, and with someone who calls up to his student and said, "Oh, my student, stand up," you know, without personalizing the address and concern for him. And of course, this is a very, very great thing. Although sometimes I must say, and maybe the listeners can give me tips, often, because sometimes you do meet people in different towns, you go for different lectures, different programs. So you meet a person, normally you interact very well with him, and for that short period of time, 2 days, and of course you go after 6-7 months back again to the same and then he comes and he tells you, last time we had such a good discussion, and you are now straining your mind to say, now I know the person, he's so familiar, but what is his name? Is there tips? And you know, many years ago I used to read the Reader's Digest a lot, and I remember once they had an article on how to remember the names of people. How to remember the names of people. The fact that it is like that is no doubt. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he taught, when he spoke to people, he personalized it. How he addressed people. We all know what Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu used to have a kunyat. And the kunyat is, the English equivalent of a kunyat is takunam. And the Arabs used to love takunam. They used to love kunyat, because it granted them respect and dignity. So you find that people used to call themselves Abu Muhammad, Abu Hassan. So Ali radiallahu anhu used to be known as Abu Hassan because his eldest son used to be Hassan. So normally the father used to be called, or even the mother, Ummi Abdullah, Ummi Hassan, Ummi Hussein. They used to be called by the name of the eldest son or the daughter. So although Ali radiallahu anhu used to be called Abu Hassan, he himself used to like the kunniyat Abu Turab. And the reason why that once, and this is such a great lesson, let us just let us make mention of it, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day came to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu and asked, "Where is Ali?" And it just so happened that Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhu had a disagreement, and Ali radiallahu anhu had stormed out of the house, and he was not very happy. And Fatima radiallahu ta'ala complained and indicated that Ali got angry and he went away. And subhanallah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to look for Ali radiallahu ta'ala. I wonder if today's in-laws, what they would have done. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's good, he's gone, man. At least you got peace for 1 hour. Aliyadu billah. At least you got peace for that amount of time. Allahu Akbar. They would have just added salt into the wounds and added more marcha into the whole situation. But look at the beauty of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Went to go and look for Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he saw Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Was he been angry with regard to something, arguments, and see, arguments happened in the best of homes. Subhanallah. Happened in the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and he found him. He was sleeping in the courtyard of the masjid. That time there was no tiles, there was no carpets. And he was sleeping on the floor. And he was covered in dust. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and said, "Abu Turab, get up. Father of the sand." He was full of sand. And Ali radiallahu anhu got up, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught Ali radiallahu anhu by his hand, and slowly with love and kindness just brought him home and just diffused the entire situation. No getting on to the problem, adding on to the problem. Subhanallah. You know, that's what we do. And Ali radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just diffused the whole situation.
Mm.
And he said, I used to love being called Abu Turab. Again, the same thing with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu, talking about names. Now, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu, one day went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah. The other wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were previously married, they had children. They used to call themselves by the name of the Tekunams, by the name of the Kunniyat, because they had children from their previous marriages. I wasn't married before, I have no children, but I want to be known by something. Mm. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that name yourself by the Kunniyat of your nephew. Right? And she used to call herself Ummi Abdullah, because Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And subhanallah. What a remarkable thing. So names make a big difference by calling people by their names. And it is such an important thing. Even when responding to a telephone call, which is more beloved to you, for one to respond to, so yes, hello. But one is, oh Khalid, how are you? I haven't met you for such a long time. Abu Abdullah. No doubt that the fact that you hear your name rings, bell in, you know, it brings about happiness in your heart. If someone tells you, Ibrahim, how are you? Oh, Habib, how are you? It makes a big difference. So I think that is there. Remember names. How are you going to remember names? That is what we are seeking, people's assistance. And maybe people have incidents.
Mm.
And people have memories of how they were called by their first name and what a big difference it made.
Yes, we are speaking about the importance of remembering people's names and who they are and where they are from when you meet them. Companies nowadays also customize the letters and the circulars. And
Mother, I don't know if you noticed something. During the course of this Eid, I noticed something. Now, sometimes you don't get a chance to do the graphics with regard to Eid, and you rely upon other people's graphics. And this looks nice, let me send it to my friends. And many a times you like the graphic and you're just about to send it, but you say, well, it's personalized. How can I send that one?
Oh.
So all of a sudden you find even Eidul Adha messages now being personalized.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it this week. No. I found it and I said, Subhanallah. So there's personalized, and of course, we also have to be careful. I think it does make a big difference to call people by their names. It shows them importance. I don't know if people have any tips with regard to remembering people's names. It mustn't be an embarrassing situation. There's a very... you know, presentation is a big thing, and it's just how it's someone, it wasn't for the program, but someone sent me how you do presentation. So he said, I asked a friend of mine what he was doing. A man asked a friend what he was doing, so he told me he's working on aqua thermal treatment of ceramics, aluminium, and steel under a constrained environment. Subhanallah, what a job description. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm working on aqua thermal treatment of ceramics, aluminium, and steel under a constrained environment. I was very impressed. I didn't even know what it was. On further asking, I learned that he was washing dishes with hot water under his wife's supervision. Yeah, talking about names, and there's this whole incident of a person one day went to go and visit an old friend, and he became old, he was become elderly. Mm. So during the course of, you know, he said, you want tea? Yes, I want tea. So he started asking his wife, darling, honey, you know, I love you so much, bring tea for the guest and bring tea for me also. So the person was quite shocked and amazed and said, you know what, you sorry, 70 on plus and you're still calling your wife by these names.
Mm.
What a romantic and what a beautiful marriage you have. So when he, you know, repeated the thing, the husband said, but leave all of that, I forgot her name. I forgot her first name. So don't be in that situation. May Allah ta'ala forbid.
There's an interesting incident mentioned here by the author, Manana. He says that after a lecture, he meets a lot of people. And he tries to ask them by their name, that who am I speaking to, your name, etc. And he says once after he gave a lecture, a youngster came to meet him and he asked him his name. And after a short while, he came again.
Mm-hmm.
And he addressed him by saying, oh Khalid. And that boy was so happy mm-hmm. that he became so close to the author. Right?
You know, another thing, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed it, but during the course of whether you be traveling, mm-hmm. right, and you come by the check-in, right, and you see a person have the name tag.
Mm.
And one is you address him in just like that, you know, as a person who is checking your luggage.
Mm.
And one is take his name.
Subhanallah.
By the name tag. You will see a world of difference in the way he treats you, because you have personalized him. So this aspect, I think, you know, it's a quite a remarkable type of chapter that the author has chosen. There are many reasons why some people cannot recall other people's names. Why don't you recall people's names? Well, although he has given some, sometimes I suppose there might be added thing. One is that just by mere human limitations, you sometimes forget, right? Especially if sometimes meet people very... I'll give you an example that sometimes that has happened with me, is that after my Eid prayers, you know, when I read in Newtown, I sort of, just the moment you climb off the minbar, for 5-10 minutes you are surrounded by people.
Mm.
And now I don't want to go into the masala with regard to it, before someone said, well, there's a bidat or sunnah and all that. One thing that I found very amazing for me was that why I look forward to that is that I see many of the musallis, because it's people who have come from abroad, who have settled down in Fordsville. And for them, they don't have much of a family atmosphere for Eid.
Mm.
So their atmosphere for Eid is the Eid prayers.
Mm.
And to be able to meet with the Imam, and it gives them a further
sense of belonging,
and a sense of identity for Eid.
Mm.
And you'll be surprised the amount of cheerfulness. And I try to respond in the same way, that they greet you with such love and such muhabbat, because it is there for them. So I think, you know, that one-to-one feeling is amazing.
Mm.
So why would people not remember people's names? Sometimes just because of lack of concern.
Mm.
So you're only worried about yourself, you're selfish, so you don't talk about other people. Right? Sometimes also terms of endearment are so important in relationships. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to call Aisha radiallahu ta'ala Humaira. And of course it has become a very famous name amongst even our community, because it is such a wonderful name, you know, although sometimes it might not resonate or might not fit the description of each and every person. Humaira means that woman whose cheeks have are tinged with redness.
Mm.
And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala did have that personal appearance. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of love, called her Humaira. So having terms of endearment amongst your own family members is an amazing thing. Calling your child Dikru, Dikri, Kaleji, whatever you want to call.
Mm.
I don't know if that still remains. But, I mean, people can maybe give us some situations. So one of the reasons that you can is lack of concern for people while meeting them. Another is that your mind is preoccupied while meeting someone.
Mm.
So you don't get the full description.
Just on the previous one, you know, we have common terms like Babu Bhai. We don't know what his first name.
Yeah.
Babu Bhai Kemcho.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? I met someone last week in one of the places, in Peter Marisburg. And he told me the same thing. He said, you ask for my name, Ismail, or this and that, no one will ask you. You ask my brother's particular name, so everyone will know me in Peter Marisburg.
Babu Bhai.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. You can, inshallah, interact with us via SMS also on 48855 or 0727861548.
So one of the things is that I think very important is that while it's sometimes people like to be called by names which are dear, right? Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't call people by offensive nicknames. So if a person doesn't like a name, you should not call him by that. You know, I mean, really, I think it's an important point, because...
Okay, let's take the caller first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I was quite young at the time. Uncle phoned another uncle. And tell me kon wat karo. Yo mota bhai wat karo. Tell me kon wat karo. Yo nalla bhai wat karo.
Yeah.
I say it must be quite well known, because Motabai Jasad and Nallabai was quite well known.
Oh, Motabai Jasad and Nallabai Jasad, subhanAllah.
Yeah. Motabai Jasad couldn't hear, you know, he's screaming, Tameko Watka.
SubhanAllah, interesting.
Nallabai Watka.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Actually made us laugh, Mulala.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Assalamualaikum.
JazakAllah so much for the call.
Let's go to the next caller. Jesus, Assalamualaikum warahmatullah. Sister 11A, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Jee, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Molana, I've got a terrible weakness. I really, really cannot remember names. Many, many times I just block off. And I do apologize to the people, and I say to them, look, I don't know whether it's old age or whatever, but please make me mad. I've just forgotten. I remember faces, but when it comes to name, over the years you meet so many people that I just forget. I don't know if there's a special dua where one can read in order to remember names of people.
There are a few things, that the few tips that we are going to be making mention of, inshallah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone said, yes, still use that one, Molana, Kaleja na Tukra.
Kaleja na Tukra.
Tukra, whatever, for the babies and toddlers, it's so endearing, subhanAllah.
Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, let's try it one more time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. G.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Abdullah?
Alhamdulillah.
Hi, mashallah. I see you talking about it. I remembered your name, subhanAllah.
Mulana, you know what? Some years back, I was doing Jumu'ah, the message from Masjid. There was Mulana Qasim from Binoni. They call him Mulana Sword.
Mulana Sword,
yeah. And then just before the Saab was created, I was making myself, he gave a talk, he was sitting next to me, he said, what's your name? I said, my name is Abdullah. And then that day, in that short space of time, 3 years later, I met him on Juma again at Masjid Al-Falah. He said to me, Assalamu alaikum, Abdullah. It stunned me, and other blessed Allah will never forget anybody's name. And then he said, he introduced him once. They said it's a secret that all the people who, they say like, we weak, whatever you look, whatever you're doing, but he said the name. He made someone tell your name. He said, my name is Abdullah. He said, oh, Jazakal Abdullah. That's where we live and deliver mark in your heart and in mind.
Jazakallah so much. And that, yes, that was one. I remember many people telling me this about the qualities, and there are certain people, alhamdulillah, they've got this quality, even in today's time. Qasim Ali was one of them. I don't know whether I should make mention of his name also now, but another person whom I've found to have that type of quality is Brother Suleiman Patel, we call Pastans in the Jamaat. Alhamdulillah. Allah has given him a remarkable type of that type of one-to-one personality where he remembers people by name. So Allah Ta'ala keep him. And talking about this name, and towards the end of the...
Let's go to the other callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji,
okay, so what I've realized is over the years I've worked with a lot of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you see them, and now you realize that you just don't know her name.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened is the minute you write it down.
Yes.
Assuming if Fatima came in and if I wrote down her name, then you would obviously remember her name.
Mm, right.
And I found that very helpful.
So you say you must write it down?
You write it down. The minute you write it down, and assuming you've met a lady, and if you've asked, you wouldn't ask her what's your name. Obviously, she would be embarrassed. I've been with you for over a year, and you don't remember my name. And the minute you wrote it down, and you know, the minute you see her, and you know exactly this is so-and-so. And I found that very effective.
Jazakumullah subhanahu. We will put some of the tips, and if anyone does have tips amongst our listeners, we will really appreciate it. The author has gone on to say that there are certain reasons why people don't speak about one more caller. Jazakallah.
Okay, let people remember your name. Malan, sorry, calling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Can you hear me, Mashallah? You spoke about, you took the words out of my mouth. One of the persons who's living now at the moment who's got this habit is Suleiman Patel. I went with him in Jamaat, and it is remarkable. In United States, in UK, he knows people on Tashkil. When the person stands up, he shouts out the person's name and he says, Brother Abdullah, brothers. So I asked him one day, I said, how do you do this? In South Africa, you know everybody's name here also. He says, I make for people's tashkil during the day, and I remember them by name in my tahajjud at night.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him, and Allah ta'ala keep him steadfast on that. I'm sure you're going to get the news that you were talking about him and one of his good qualities. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
And talking about this, and the author towards the end has said, Allah ta'ala also in the Quran, Ya Ibrahim, A'ridan Hadha. Yano, inna walaysa min ahlik. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. Allah Ta'ala didn't make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name directly because of other reasons, and one of the reasons being extreme respect and love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But author says few reasons why people don't remember names. Lack of concern for people, which would be very sad if it happened like that. Your mind is preoccupied, so you're thinking of something else and someone is introducing himself, but because your mind is preoccupied with something, you forget the name because of your mind being preoccupied.
Or maybe with your phone.
Yeah, maybe with your phone. Sometimes you deem it unnecessary to remember the name. That would be very, very unfortunate. Or you feel the person is very ordinary and does not affect you enough to catch your attention. Sometimes you do not get to hear the name properly and feel embarrassed to ask him and to repeat him. So these are some of the reasons why people do not remember names. Now, how do you
sometimes
cure the problems?
Sometimes it's a Persian name.
Yeah.
Or it's a name which is not common in our circles. So like Shahnawaz or Gulfam or Gulshan and things like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes the name is not familiar.
Right. So how do we do it? One is to realize the importance of remembering people's names. So make a conscious effort to try and remember people's names. Make a conscious effort to remember people's names. So say that I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to definitely try and remember people's names. So I think that is very important. It does make a difference. And one is, someone said this, and I remember reading this in one of the articles, saying that when someone tells you their name, you repeat it on yourself several times. You know, you repeat it several times for yourself. Once you have heard the names, you would ask to repeat them after a few minutes. Another way is to focus on a person's face while listening to his name. So try to picture the face with the name. It's important. Sometimes, you know, there is this one book that is written with regard to the Mutashabihat, right?
Right.
And you get one of some small tips. I'll share you one tip, right? We know that there is two kalla innaha tathkira and kalla innahu tathkira, right? So, in that kitab is written, then this kalla inna, one comes in abasa, and one comes in ya ayyuhal muddathir. Right? Kalla innahu tathkira and kalla innaha tathkira. Now, how do you know where is innahu and innaha? So, in this kitab is written, you look at the first word of the surah. Right? So, in abasa is abasa, all fatah. So, there is kalla innaha tathkira. Right? And ya ayyuhal muddathir, you got zamma in there. So in there is kalla inna hu tathkira. So sometimes you just pick up these. There is a lovely kitab, and Mufti Rafi Osmani has written a taqriz on that particular book that he found it very, very beneficial. So Hafiz and Akari has written how to differentiate in the mutashabihat of the Holy Quran. I just read few pages, and out of all those pages, one of these statistics. So when I'm reading, you know, these two surahs, immediately that thing comes to mind. So if you, for example, pick a person's face and you add the name to it, maybe it will help you.
Subhanallah. And that's why nowadays the phone also offers the same feature, Mara. You can store a person's picture.
Yes.
And the name together.
SubhanAllah, sometimes you get, I was last week in KwaZulu-Natal, and someone told me when he gave me his name, so I was busy taking it and putting on. He said, why are you doing this? I said, why? He said, you have to download a particular app which is called Scan Business Card or something. He said, you just scan the person's business card, his entire details come, and sometimes even his face and picture comes.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing thing. So if you want to remember names, try, the moment you see a person's face, take the face and add the name to it. So maybe that will also help, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Yes, Mulana, some of the messages coming through this one, Assalamu alaikum, very interesting talk. I personally try to make it a point of remembering names, and if the same courtesy is not returned, I have to admit I do get rather annoyed because we meet often and the other person just couldn't be bothered. That's the plain truth.
Yes. Very. Yeah. And it is, it can be very, very
annoying.
Disconcerting and annoying, but sometimes really, I mean, I'll tell you the fact that, you know, one of the things that when I do teach a class, so I told the class, you know, when I'm teaching, that I want a picture of the class, who is sitting where. So that picture is the whole, the class naksha, what you call
the sketch, yeah.
Sketch of the class is placed in front of me when I come to the class. And if somewhat changes during the course of the week, then I sort of get, I said, but now you were here last week. They say you should remember the name. But sometimes, you know, you're sitting with 16, 17 students and sometimes you might forget the first name. But always good. And I think sometimes it does happen, especially in my situation, sometimes it does happen. You meet a person after 6 months, you go to a town, you've been so happy with him. But of course, as the taluk increases, then of course you do come. So a very interesting thing
so,
to be
so
able
So maybe
to
just to help Mona Bam out, whoever is listening, next time you meet him, say Abdullah from Port.
Yeah.
So in that way, everybody saves the embarrassment.
Yeah.
This one says, Assalamu alaikum, I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting me a very good memory, names, places and dates. You can ask me any date and I will tell you whoever asked me, especially my family, and to make them laugh. I will even tell them what clothes they wore from Sister Maryam.
One of the things that I must say that I recall incidents very well, and Allah Ta'ala shukr and Allah's favor upon me. I can recall incidents almost in minute details that actually what happened when you went on your first trip to Karachi. You can remember the time when your first trip, when you spent in Nairobi Airport, how Nairobi Airport was in 1973. And how it was when you came back in 1978, what happened when you went back in 1978, what happened when you went back again in 1980. Allah shukr, I can remember nearly every aspect in terms of when I went in 1973, who was at the airport to pick you up, who was at the airport to pick you up when you went back again in 1978. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can make me. Even with regard to some of the incidents that have happened, like for example the Ramadan, you know, now that we have almost read 30 years in Newtown, you know, you remember all with who you read. And then perhaps, maybe you might not know the exact date, the names and when, but you do remember with who you read. So that alhamdulillah, Allah has given me. But sometimes you do find it difficult after a long period of time to meet someone after going to a town, after meeting him a couple of years back. But inshallah, if we regard it as an important thing, maybe we should put emphasis upon it. I'm so happy that the author has actually entitled entire chapter on this, so it just shows us the importance. And maybe all of us, myself included, listeners, and when this word goes around that there was a program on this, do you know there was a program on this? I think it makes such a big difference.
I was reading a study, Murana, they said between men and women, the difference between them recalling things and facts.
Right.
They said the reason why a man is unable to remember many things is simply because he doesn't care. Then they explain how a memory is created. They take the incident and you take the emotion and you burn the two together, it becomes a memory. So they say women are very emotional, they are very sentimental, and so that's why they are able to remember many things. And a man on the other hand,
they remember a lot of things, much to the detriment of sometimes.
Yeah. You got 2 minutes left, Mona.
No, I think it's such an important thing. And also the other aspect is with regard to you know, the old famous men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and there's a difference in the temperament. And there's no doubt with regard to it. There's difference. Like, for example, I mean, there's no doubt with regard to it. Men don't like to ask, right? The men will go around the block 10 times trying to look for something, but he will find it difficult. And the woman, the moment she's lost, she'll immediately tell you, go and ask that person, and you will. And men will say, no, first let me try myself. And I found it not once, in so many times. You sort of just try and figure your way through instead of asking someone. Whereas you'll find a woman who will automatically just go, and maybe men will find it below the dignity to be able to do that. So there are these type of small changes. And I think it's actually just part of the beauty of relationship that Allah has made people differently to be able to benefit from one another.
Another tip given here by the author, Mulana, is that as you speak to him, refer to him by his name repeatedly.
Yes, subhanAllah. The moment you first meet him, you take his name, and then afterwards, when you do speak to him, isn't it so, Ibrahim, isn't it so, Khalid, it makes a very big difference. Yes,
interesting.
InshaAllah. So this was very important, for if you were to contemplate the Quran, you would find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty and majestic, refers to his prophet by the names as we had made mention, Ya Ibrahim, wa'aridhan hadha, Yahya, Ya Yahya, khudhil kitaba biquwah, Ya Nuh, innahu laysa min ahlik, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulam, O Zakariya, we give you the glad tidings of a son, Ya Dawood, inna ja'annaka khalifatan fil ard. But our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala referred to him by his titles, Ya Yuhal Muzzammil, Ya Yuhal Muddathir, etc. So a fascinating topic all in all, and maybe if someone also can still, maybe if they do any reading and come up with further tips, by all means, we would really like to listen. And this is what the program is all about, sharing and learning from one another.
MashaAllah. Now, just quickly on that, wala tanabazu, you were saying and the caller came in.
Yes, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, do not call one another by offensive nicknames.
Hmm.
So if a person doesn't like a name and you call him by that, I would actually term it as part of backbiting.
Hmm.
Because if you look at the definition of backbiting, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to call someone and to speak about him in such a way that if he comes to know about it, he would dislike it.
Hmm.
Now, if he's got a nickname and he doesn't like it and you call it by him, it will fall under the definition of backbiting.
Hmm.
But of course, if he likes it, and there are many that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to call them with nicknames, Abu Huraira is one. I mean, so Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did call them, and if they don't find it offensive, there is nothing wrong with calling them by the name. But if it is offensive and they don't like it, then it is your duty and the community's duty not to call them by that name.
Well, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.